The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM's Gil Alexander. Kelly Midland's in the hizzy. How you doing, Kelly?
Doing great. Doing fantastic.
Tell everybody the time you went to bed last night.
8:20 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's a school night and you're 10.
You know where I was at 8:20? I was at UNLV Boise State.
Oh, man, what a party. I heard you were there. I heard Sean McComb was there. Excellent audio engineer we have. Todd Wishnev. All the stars were in the house.
Only the cool people.
Man.
You know what Wishnev is, though? Wishnev's the guy in the section that is not enough to share his opinions with you who's sitting right next to him. Everyone in the section must know what his opinions are.
You know what? I don't like hearing these things about Todd because this is what I always assume people talk about me at, like.
Like,
it's great to go out to dinner with Kelly, except for seven other tables can hear him talking.
God love him. By the way, UNLV.
Yeah, so how was the game? Are they
so
good?
Here's my UNLV evaluation. So much talent, so little guidance. I'll just leave it at that. That's all I got there.
Gil soaked in a whole three quarters of UNLV basketball and has judged them. The coaching is not good enough.
That was your moment of college basketball, everybody. on the show today, Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Krakenman, hour number two. Hey, voice feeling like it's 87% right now.
You're sounding good,
man. Getting there, baby.
Whoa, watch out.
Unscripted with the Krakenman. And Krakenman, let me just, you know how I can preview that segment, that whole hour? He said he's fired up.
Oh, boy.
We never talk about what we're going to talk about. So, you know, I was like, fire it up. He goes, yeah, about everything. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Coming in feisty, coming in hot.
I like it. I like how when that hour starts, like before I could even finish the intro, he's like mid-rant. This is the best part.
It is.
this hour as well, we will have Emerson Lotsia join
us. Yes.
From DraftKings. Now, you know Emerson personally.
Good friend of mine, Emerson Lotsia. You see him whenever you see the Monday Night Football or like on ESPN right before NBA games, and you're like, why did I just see a 20-second handicap of this Monday Night Football game for a DraftKings commercial? That's the guy. So that's the guy we're having on, Emerson Lotsia. We worked together for about 4 years down in South Florida in local news. Me as a producer, him as one of the anchors. So, yeah, we're going to have him on. He's from Jacksonville originally. He's one of the diehard Jaguars fans that, you know, you just laughed at for years and years and years as they suffered through horrible seasons. So, you know what? I figured we'd give him a chance to actually come on and talk up his team a bit here.
You know what I want to ask him about? What's up with the Duval County love?
Oh,
that's
please.
All I want to ask
please.
Him about.
Please, yeah, me too.
Got to ask him about that. We'll do that. And obviously, NFL. Including what we want to get to this segment, because I want to talk about, again, the week before the postseason gives us this, you know, moment in time, which is such a great one in the sports calendar and the sports betting calendar where we can assess certain things. I want to assess the MVP, Super Bowl MVP by proxy bets versus that of the entire whole title, the whole Super Bowl title, and how that might be a smarter bet or not as smart a bet, depending on the team and the player. First, though, and I just want to promo after this show. Yesterday, we did the Megapod. Todd Wishnev, Jeff Parlay, Drew Dinsick, and I did the Beating the Book NFL Megapod. Whew. Let me tell you something. I don't want to be so I'm going to say two things. One thing I am going to be prisoner of the moment on. The other thing I'm not going to be prisoner of the moment on. Prisoner of the moment. You and I talked about this off air. How many times are they going to show this Cicely Strong, Paul Giamatti, Einstein, Verizon commercial? This is the most showed commercial in the history of man.
See, you saw when I tweeted that out yesterday?
Oh.
Dude, 3 minutes after I tweeted it out, it was on.
Not prisoner of the moment. I believe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this year's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in terms of the opinions generated, are the most divisive team I can ever remember doing this for. Because I believe and have believed all year long that they stink and have won bets based on that opinion. The market has never budged on them. Some would argue late in the season. Some people are like, oh, it kind of budged. Ah, not really. And we have, and Drew, who I love, and Drew's going to do the Australian Open pod with me here after the show today. Drew thinks they're getting past the division round.
Yep.
So maybe even to a Super Bowl. So it's amazing to me. So I think that is the most fascinating thing about this postseason. Where was I going with that? Oh, I was like, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just saying real quick on that, though, because we have, You're right. For week after week during the season, and especially when you were getting ready for guessing lines and would send in your guesses for lines, right? I would always kind of chuckle because they'd be so far off what the line was. Tampa Bay was always a team that you and I were both kind of looked at as this is, we don't understand the ratings that we're getting on these teams. Now, to me, this week is the one week where I actually think the line is kind of what it should be.
Agreed. But that doesn't mean the opinion hasn't, you know, the opinion, those people who think they're great hasn't changed beyond this week. But you're right about this week. This week, I wouldn't be surprised.
So I think it's a non-bet for you and me, right? I don't want to speak for, but I think it's a non-bet for you and me. And people like Drew and some other guys that love Tampa Bay, you're sitting there saying, I'm catching points at home.
It's fascinating. I don't remember a team like this that is so wide in variance in terms of the opinions on them. Anyway, so Drew was kind enough to do the NFL Megapod with us yesterday, which was awesome. And he and I are going to do the Australian Open Megapod, which happens right after the Beating the Book podcast, which happens right after this show. And the draw is out. I don't want to get too deep into that because I'll just steer you towards the podcast for those who are super interested in that. But on the men's side, Novak Djokovic, they didn't try. These are supposed to be random, right? But it looks like on paper that, you know, as far as draws go, he got a pretty tough one, I guess, with Holger Rune and Andre Rublev and Nick Kyrgios in his quarter, but it's still Djokovic's. Like, I mean, they can't make it hard enough for him. As far as quarter value, I think you might be able to find some quarter value in quarter number four, if you will, on the men's side, where Taylor Fritz is plus 275 and Matteo Berrettini is plus 550. So I think on the men's draw, quarter four is where you might find some quarter value. On the women's side, and I'll just leave it at this and I'll point you to a deeper dive on the podcast, women's side on the quarters, I think some value in quarter number two on Petra Kvitova, perhaps at plus 650, and in quarter number four on Belinda Bencic at 4-1. Sabalenka being the short shot in quarter number four, Jesse Pegula being the short shot in quarter number two. But the women's draw, of course, much more competitive, and I would even say finally Iga got herself a tough quarter. Like, she's had a pretty, even those of us who love Iga would acknowledge she's probably gotten the best of the draws in most of these slams. Not this time. This time she's in one with Danielle freaking Collins, Zhang Xinwen, who is an amazing young Chinese player. I don't think he's ready quite yet, but she will be one day. And Coco is in her quarter as well. So, and by the way, Iga has a tough first round match.
Really?
Against Julie Niemeyer, which is rife with all kinds of pitfalls if she happens to play on Tuesday. I have to check. Tuesday in Melbourne. By the way, where do you stand on that? Do we pronounce that Melbourne or Melbourne?
Man.
Ron Flatter goes Melbourne.
Melbourne is what I always say.
I always say Melbourne. But Ron Flatter, who lived in Australia, is like, it's Melbourne. I'm like, really? Do you say Adelaide?
All right, so my sister is married to an Australian guy. Does that count then? Does my opinion count more?
No.
I never asked him how to pronounce Melbourne, though.
Okay. So anyway, Tuesday's supposed to be like 100 degrees. So if she plays Niemeyer on a 100-degree day, that could be big trouble. So anyway, Australian Open pod with Drew a little later on. We'll post that on Twitter.
Just real quick, off of what you were saying, Iga, so I saw her move from 2 to plus 225. That was her movement based off of the draw. And then the one that looked the most affected odds-wise was Nadal, because I think he slid from like, 10 or 12 to one we were looking at the other day, and down to like 17 is where he's at now. So he was the one I saw with the most movement.
Well, the reason for that is he's in Daniil Medvedev's same quarter.
Gotcha.
So that's the issue. And Medvedev is the the short shot beyond Novak. Okay, let's talk Super Bowl MVP real quick. Can we squeeze that in as well? So are we allowed to do that?
Yeah.
So, okay, of course there's odds to win the Super Bowl. But every year it is a good thing for all bettors to look at the MVP market, and specifically quarterbacks, but also beyond. So if you think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, you see their odds are generally, we'll shop around for these, but generally their odds, and we'll quote the DraftKings odds, to win the Super Bowl, the Chiefs are plus 350. Patrick Mahomes is 4-1. So does it make sense to bet Mahomes there? I would say no, because it's generally the same number.
Right.
Close enough. Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. Now, by the way, what other Chiefs could win it? Kelce? It's probably going to be Mahomes, but it's not a big enough gap for you to bet Mahomes.
Not even to really sprinkle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Josh Allen, same thing with the Bills. 4-1 on the Bills. Josh Allen's plus 550. I mean, a little more of a margin there, but, I mean, who's going to win it? Stephon Diggs?
It's only Josh Allen. So to me, this is the Mahomes one. It would be just bet the Chiefs. This one, it's the bet the Bills, but sprinkle some on Josh Allen.
Oh, I'll give you that. Philadelphia Eagles, I would say just bet the Eagles plus 550. Jalen Hurts is plus 650. So I would say just Eagles. Now, here's where it gets interesting. San Francisco 49ers are plus 550 currently to win the Super Bowl. 5-1, pardon me. Brock Purdy's 9-1. Someone asked me on Twitter the other day, hey, should I bet Brock Purdy? I'm like, no, they have too many weapons.
Yeah.
They got Debo. They got McCaffrey. They got Kittle. Kittle is 80-1, dude. I would bet Kittle.
I would make that bet before I bet Brock.
Sprinkle me, Mac. Sprinkle me. That is what you 80-1 on Kittle. Because to me, that's a bet. And again, seven touchdowns in the last four games for George Kittle. Brock Purdy rediscovered him when Jimmy G had forgotten about him. Bengals plus 850 to win it all. Burrow 10-1. Yeah, I can't really bet Burrow there. Just bet the Bengals.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott 15-1. Cowboys 12-1. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. But the other team I want to mention, by the way, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, basically the same number. I wouldn't really mess with that. The one, though, that I would bet the player and not the team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the Super Bowl, Tom Brady is winning MVP. I don't care if that dude goes 12 of 17 for 85 yards. I'm exaggerating, but you get the idea. Bucks are like 25-1. Brady's 30-1.
30-1, yeah.
Just bet Brady. Bowl MVP market. Always a great market by proxy. We'll come back. More football talk on the other side. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget, A Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM. And as always, big doings over there at BetMGM, including, of course, downloading the app first and foremost. It won't take you but a few seconds, then stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Let's see. Nick, value meal picks. Talk about the Megapod yesterday. Says blurting quote, Jesus helps him, referring to Phil Rivers. Getting it in on the football field might make the top five Megapod moments of the season. The disputed champ, ladies and gentlemen. Those are all Megapod references for those who listen. Nick Kendhammer also quoting the Megapod. You better watch yourself. You're getting there. LOL. So many things. There's so many references. Weight. Todd Twishnev, who lost 100 pounds and gained 40 back. Weight shames others.
Oh, man.
So there's a little weight shame back. Best NFL capper. If point spreads rarely matter in the wild card round, does that mean 6-point teasers are a stupid bet this week? I would never say they're stupid.
But less value.
But yeah, a little bit of less value. And again, for those who missed it yesterday, I was talking about how...
It's a fair question.
During the regular season since 1978, since the database goes back, since wild card format was established, and it was differing wild card formats along the way, during the regular season since 1978, it was like 82, 83% of the time, point spreads don't matter. That is to say that the underdog wins outright or the favorite wins and covers. So only 17%+ does the favorite win but not cover. When you get to the playoffs, it increases to about 84-85%, playoffs as a whole, postseason, I should say, as a whole. But wild card weekend specifically, north of 88%. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, that format has changed. So it used to be two byes, and so the wild card weekend would feature a 3-6 and a 4-5, as opposed to the current format, which is 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. So does that mean we can easily just translate those numbers? No, not technically we can't, but some of the same principles might apply, because if you just believe that the difference between the talent levels of the good teams during wild card weekend versus the lesser teams, that the gap is such that really manifests during wild card weekend, then the numbers would apply. Let me just tell you, at one point during that stretch of these years where the north of 88% manifested, Kelly, 32-3-1 at one point.
Jeez.
Where winners covered the point spread. So only three times in 36 ball games did a favorite win but not cover. Wow. Along that way. It's really
like
incredible.
That you and I are team, we're team chalk this week, right?
Oh, we are.
There's
so
not
chalky.
A single underdog I like.
I'm so chalky. Anyway, we appreciate all the tweets. By the way, Podiatron, I noticed you have some space between you and Todd at the basketball game. Oh, Todd put out a video. What's it like going to a game with Todd? Again, the entire section needs to know what he's talking about, and I want to get him out of poking range.
Damn, Jesse Welch saying Kittle opened 150 or 130 to 1.
Yes, and I would still take him at 81.
Nice.
Not everybody has it, but if you can find it. By the way, Nevada just sparse. This just in. All right, so some bets. We give a whole bunch of bets in the first segment of the show. But here's, you know, again, I do have some Australian Open bets in terms of futures. I've had these for a while. Iga at plus 225. I bet her a few times, several times on this. That's basically where the number is back to. The days of Iga being 7-1 or beyond, they're over. So I will fully admit that there's a bit of a carryover there for me, a bit of nostalgia. It's not the most fabulous number in the world, but I still think she's the lady to beat, despite having a really tough draw. I did take a Swiatek, Djokovic, Kiniella, if you will, little women's men's parlay. I didn't get as good of a number as others did. I got plus 350, but I took it. And then the other thing I did is I do have Iga to win exactly three slams at plus 550. Now, again, mathematically, are these great numbers? They are not. But I believe in Iga, and trust me.
Yeah, you have an Iga problem.
She's done very... Oh, I don't have an Iga problem.
Or,
bruh.
What is,
it doesn't matter if I bet her to the rest of my life. I'm still going to be way
up. What does Chuck say? You have a gambling problem if you don't... when you got the money, he has, or if you don't lose.
It ain't juice if the bet wins, I believe some say. By the way, that Tampa... And we'll get to our NFL bets now that we have for this weekend. And going back to that Tampa Bay thing, Kelly, where, with my theory being, you know, look, this is... To me, the most divisive team in terms of opinion, and I think of that. Do you ever watch Boys in the Hood?
No.
One of the great cinematic lines of all time, Ice Cube at the end. Ice Cube where he's sitting there with Cuba Gooding Jr. with Trey, and he's like, either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the hood. It's right up there with Play It Again, Sam, or frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn, in terms of cinematic history in this country. It's with Tampa Bay, I feel that way. It's like, I don't know if they don't know, they don't see, or they don't accept what's going on with this team. It's amazing to me.
Problem is, we have to wait. We have to wait like a week to get on our soapbox, probably, because it's, do you believe that much in the Cowboys? I don't either.
No, exactly. So
that's the problem,
that's the
right?
thing. I keep having a caveat. It's like, but not this week. This week, I would not be surprised at either thing. So the bets that I have made are all Chalky McChalkerson. And again, if you're just landing on this show, you're going to be like, this dude is the chalkiest, squarest thing I've ever seen. He's the squarest dude I've ever seen in my life. It's Wild Card Weekend. And those stats that we mentioned, to me, still matter. I got the Bengals at -7 and -120, and I got the Niners -9.5 at -113. Niners have drifted up to 10 now. Here was the parlay I made yesterday right before the Tua news. I got stupid fortunate because I got the Bengals and the Niners, but I got the Bills, and I bought the Bills number down to -7. 20 minutes later, the Tua news comes out.
Yeah.
By the time we did the Megapod, it was 13. So that was super lucky, and then I did a teaser with those three teams playing plus 150. And again, if you're landing here and you're like, this dude is ridiculous, I accept. For this week, I accept. And I'm not touching any of the other three games, pre-flop.
I hear you. I haven't done much yet. I bet the Bengals. I laid 6.5 small on the opener just because I didn't really know where it was going to move, right? On Lamar news, we were waiting for that all week. And then as that kind of started to trickle out yesterday, he wasn't at practice. I hit that 7, yeah, before it moved any further. So I am pretty heavily loaded up on the Bengals this week. Other than that, Gil, I haven't made a single bet yet. I'm waiting. If the Vikings move to 2.5, I will be in on the Vikings. Otherwise, I'll be looking to get in on them live. I still think they're a better team than the Giants. I might get on the Chargers, but, man, this keeps moving. This is 2.5 now everywhere you look.
So if the Ravens win, you and I are toast.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like it might be Anthony Brown.
That game is going to be 49-7 if he's playing.
So here's the thing about him. He looked dreadful early in that game last week, and yet somehow by the end you were like, oh, he kind of kept this competitive. So I do want to give him that nod. But again, when he's bad, oh boy, is he bad.
We can give him that nod, but I mean, and you're the first person who said this, but I've talked to three or four other college football handicappers that I respect a ton who are in shock this guy's even on an NFL roster.
Remember I told you, I remember that game when he was playing for Oregon, they were playing Utah. Oh my God, you couldn't have bet enough against him. All right, there's also Super Bowl exactas that you can bet.
Yeah.
Chrissy Andrews, I believe the first bookmaker who ever did this, applying horse racing principles to sports betting. He'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was Chrissy. So let's give him a shout. By the way, how humble is he that he's come up with
amazing.
All these things?
I know. There's
and
so many
never
times.
Never says a word.
You'll drop some of these things on air, and I'm like, wait, they did?
So why
like, that one I knew about, but yeah, like it's amazing. He's so humble.
So I got to introduce him. I'm going to be like, I'm with the Hall of Famer, like Joe Buck does with Aikman, with the Hall of Famer, Chrissy Andrews. Buffalo beating San Francisco, KC beating Philly, 13-1 short shots at DraftKings. Not too far behind that, KC beating San Francisco, Buffalo beating Philly, 14-1. Philly beating KC, San Francisco beating KC, 15-1 and 16-1. Philly beating Buffalo, 17-1. I think you catch my drift on that. San Francisco beating Buffalo, 20-1. So all the different, you know, San Francisco, Buffalo, again, the big five, as we like to call them. Philly, San Francisco, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Kansas City in whatever order. Now, which of those drifts a little further down? How about San Francisco beating Cincinnati at 30-1?
Almost anything Cincinnati, right?
Or Cincinnati beating San Francisco 35-1. Anything Cincinnati, you're right. Winning anyway.
Yeah. These are, I mean, we've talked about it a bit this week. I've got three AFC teams ranked ahead of anybody I have in the NFC. So I don't know. This is one of my, actually, I was typing these up this morning, Gil, thinking to myself, I should maybe play a couple of these involving Cincinnati because I got two strong feelings heading into the playoffs. I got three AFC teams ranked ahead of anybody that I have then in the NFC. And I'm still in that party of I think the Eagles and 49ers are pretty close together. I am not in the crowd yet like you are of the 49ers are better than this team.
I'm all in.
So I'm kind of thinking, man, I should mess around with like a Cincinnati-Philly one at 35-1.
Are these available in Las Vegas anywhere?
I do believe a couple shops posted.
We have them
yes.
here at the South Point?
No, I haven't checked.
Not yet. Okay. Because I looked around town. I didn't see them. Maybe I didn't look at the right place.
You did?
I did.
Usually
I looked for Super Bowl MVP, too. I didn't see that.
So that one I know that we barely can ever find. I think exact as you can find, usually.
What are we doing? We can't find MVP. Know. Really?
I'm hearing in my ear Circa has exact.
Oh, they do. Okay. Shout out to Circa. We'll come back. Emerson Lazia from DraftKings joins us. And what's all this Duval County scuttle? Why we got to say that five times? Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive betting reports and VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99 and become part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. Usually I introduce the guests. But since Kelly has a personal relationship with our next guest, I think it's only appropriate that you introduce him.
Yes, this man and myself formed possibly the greatest local news team that the state of Florida has ever seen from a sports side, not news side. That would be tragic. That would be an exaggeration. Yes, you see him often on TV for DraftKings commercials, for DraftKings promos before games. The great Emerson Lazia, we bring in now. Emerson, it is great to see you, my good friend.
Dude, I have missed you. I have missed you so much. I'm proud. Every time I see you on my television, I say I am proud because I helped build your career. You were nothing without me, Kelly Bidlin.
You remind me of it often. Emerson, who is from the Jacksonville area originally, Gil. Donning the amazing 90s Jacksonville Jaguars
Dude,
jacket.
I was going to forget the jacket. Emerson, first of all, nice to meet you. Is that a Mark Brunell jersey?
Yes, it certainly is. Absolutely, it's Mark Brunell jersey. Best quarterback we've had since Trevor Lawrence came around. That's no offense to the boat, Blake Bortles, who I love dearly. But, yeah, man, and it still pains me. It still pains me a little bit just having flashbacks here of that 99 season where the Titans were the only team to beat the Jaguars. It was three times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this jacket is real. This is a real throwback starter jacket, not the stuff that they're making now. This was in a thrift store a year ago. And then a friend of our program said, let me send this to you. I said, absolutely, pal. And I love it, and it fits good, and it keeps me warm.
Emerson, by the way, host of The Sweat on DK Nation. What a great name for a show. Kelly and I were going to name this show The Perspiration, but we were told in workshopping that wasn't going to work out. So The Sweat is a fine name.
Yeah, no, we loved the name of the show. Higher Up came up with it. I believe it was Ezra. I love it. I have a friend that's like, well, that's kind of like calling, you know, our show The Fart. But I said, yeah, no, dude, The Sweat absolutely works for us.
Emerson, first question is very hard-hitting. You're from Jacksonville. Why?
Yeah.
And I really mean this seriously because this has been plaguing those of us who are not from that area. Why is it that like the Scott Hansons of the world who do Red Zone continually refer to Jaguars games as they're doing big things in Duval County?
Can't say Jacksonville.
Why do the Jaguars get the county association more than any other team in football? Why is that?
I mean, it's important. A, you got to know where you live. You got to know the county of every football team in this country if you're a true fan.
Yes.
And I will say this. It's rare. I do believe it's the largest city in the country when in terms of landmass. Like, so the entire county, right, of Duval is the entire city of Jacksonville. I don't believe any other city in this country can say that. So why not embrace every single piece and inch of land that your city falls in? Duval! Like, let's go,
right,
man. It's always been the Jags, Gil.
He's right on the Jacksonville part, but the key bar is what he just said. If Jacksonville is one of the largest cities in America, if you just go by the city of Jacksonville, so why you don't just call it Jacksonville? Why is it just Jacksonville? Why
because it's in Duval County. Jacksonville's in Duval County. Jacksonville inside Duval County. In terms of this team, in terms of where we are in the country, the county can never be more important than it is now. We are the people. This is America's team. This is America's county, Kelly Bidlin. We have America's quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. You look at this county of Duval. What does it have? What does it include? What does it entail?
I don't know.
People of America. Every single kind of person in the world is in Duval County. That is why we are the true America's team.
Emerson, I don't accept the answer, but I appreciate you answering it. What's going on? Here's where
that's perfectly fine.
here's where the betting market disagrees with it being America's county. Chargers taking money, my friend. -2.5 now on the Chargers at Jacksonville. What do you make of that, and how do you feel about this game?
I mean, why the hell would you not take the Jags at plus money right now? They're being disrespected. So the line's back up to 2.5. The Jags, all right, a little bit minus last week, are playing some of the best football of the season. Trevor Lawrence was playing like a Hall of Famer for essentially the last 8 weeks of the year. This was arguably the best team, the best offense in the league for like the second half of the season. Last week was refreshing, though, in a way, Gil, because Trevor had an off day. The running attack had an off day. You know what ended up happening? The defense, which has been fantastic over the last like 4 or 5 weeks, what? They've held opponents under 23 points in 4 of their past 5 games. Like, this defense has emerged as an absolute potent weapon for this team, dude. The Chargers have knocked off one playoff team all season. You know which playoff team that was? The Dolphins. Come on, man. The Jags are real. Why are people sleeping on the team in Duval County, Florida?
So this is like last week, Gil was like the, you know how you'll hear people say it was good for this team to get a loss? This was last week. Emerson's treating that as it was good to take a loss without taking a loss. They played bad, but didn't take
it. But
absolutely.
Emerson, let me ask you this, though. You're a Jags fan has to be. You have to be a sort of defeatist. You have to have some kind of defeatist DNA because this has never worked out up until the scoop and
never.
Score, especially coming off the Urban Meyer year. My goodness, right? And Doug Peterson, the great changeover. But up until the scoop and score, did you really believe it was going to happen?
No, I was absolutely miserable on my couch. And my wife looked up at me and said, it's really unattractive when you yell and pace around like our apartment. And Kelly knows my wife well as well because she worked with us at WPTV in West Palm Beach. I was miserable. I had all sorts of really angry and depressed tweets. I was ready to hit send on them. And then all of a sudden, a Christmas miracle in January when Josh Allen, the best Josh Allen in the NFL, might I add, scoop and score. And it's okay, Gil. It doesn't always have to be pretty. It doesn't. But last week is only going to make Jacksonville more ready, more prepared to host its first primetime playoff game. Let's go, dude. It does not get any better than this.
Okay. So you are all over your team. No surprise there. But if I ask you, okay, Emerson Lotzia now takes off the Jaguars jacket and jersey. Don't actually do it, by the way. Just figuratively.
He will. Be careful.
What is your favorite bet of the weekend?
I think it's Jags plus 2.5.
You do?
I think it's absolutely got to be Jags plus 2.5. I still don't understand. I mean, hell, why not take them both? Like, seriously, the Jags are going to win this game outright, man.
All right.
Like, the Jags will win this game by a touchdown, at least a touchdown.
Beyond this game, what would be your favorite play?
Beyond this game, like this weekend?
Yes. I don't know if you're aware, there's five other games that are being played
outside of Duval County. I'm not sure if you're aware here, buddy. Yeah. They're all rematches from the regular season.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, it may sound a little crazy. You take Bills. You take Bills minus 13 right now. The Dolphins are dead fish in the water right now. It's pathetic. Those guys don't want to be in Buffalo. Those guys don't want to be in the cold. They don't want to be against facing a motivated Buffalo football team at home. DeMar Hamlin, I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure he's going to be there right now. But you take the points, baby.
Okay, lay the points is what Emerson is saying. Emerson, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, lay the points.
Emerson, anything you want to share about Kelly before we leave?
Yes, Kelly Bidlin is a wonderful human being. His beard has filled out well, and I like your hair, Kelly.
Thanks, I appreciate it, man.
Emerson Lotzia from DraftKings.
You would fit in well in Duval County, Kelly. You really would.
Thank you, Emerson. Appreciate it. Emerson with the Mark Brunell jersey.
Gil, great meeting you.
You too. I don't know if I got a sufficient Duval County explanation there.
No. It was actually It was kind of backwards because that's always been my complaint. If Jacksonville is such a big city, then why don't we just call it Jacksonville? Why do we keep referring to the county? You know, like there are cities that are small parts of a large county that it makes more sense with. I don't know, man. It irritates me too.
We get tweets at being in the book.
Emerson Lazio, though, one of the few people in my life that has trusted me enough to watch his dog.
Wow.
One of the few people I've actually cared enough to dogs.
Scott, New York, Mess 16. Also, what's the deal with Santa Clara all the time when talking to Niners? I think people say Santa Clara just to point out that they're no longer in San Francisco.
I think that one's important, right? I mean, you lived in San Francisco.
Santa Clara is Silicon Valley. When they moved from Candlestick, which was, you know, South San Francisco, if you will. So that was kind of a distinction from that. He also says, Gil, so you're saying to have dinner with Kelly and Todd, it would need to be in a stadium setting so their volume equates to normal. I would say you and Emerson, my God, you guys did a show together for real?
Oh, and like drank often together. So yeah, out at bars, it got a little out of control sometimes.
Okay. All right. Next coach odds. Let's do that on the other side. You can bet all kinds of things. Colts, Broncos, Panthers, Cardinals. You can bet on it. Who's going to be those teams' next coaches? Is there value anywhere? Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Attention, BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager's settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement at BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. promotional offer not available in Mississippi and Nevada. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Primetime, Cowboys underscore Cubs 1. Ooh, baby. If Crackman says he's fired up, it's going to be time to start the day drinking because it's going to be happy hour on ANG with Gil and Crack. Let's ride, is what he said. This is from a lot of Megapod references here. Oh, Jesse Welch telling us the Kittle bet, remember, actually opened at either 150 or 130 to 1. Did you say that on air or off air?
On air.
Oh, you did.
It's okay.
I can't even tell anymore. I'm sorry.
New audience from 20 minutes ago.
Sean Gusick. Dallas hasn't lost back-to-back games all year. Brady never lost to Dallas, and this Bucs team is broken offensively. Give me the boys, as everyone loves Tampa Bay. Bet with 80. Oh, excuse me. Bet with, is it Bet with Bo? Pardon me. Not with 80. Bet with Bo. That's why I love you, Gil. The Boys in the Hood reference brought a tear to my eye that dropped in my coffee. One of the movies that if it's ever on, I stop in my tracks and watch it no matter how many times.
Do you feel like you see it on, though, often anymore?
I don't.
Because I was gonna, like, I love that movie, too, but it's been a solid...
It's been a while.
7-8 years since I've seen it.
Len Glauzensky. You've heard me say this before. I don't know if I've heard you say anything before, Len, but I've read your tweets. He said before regarding horse plays, you take what they give you. Sometimes playing the chalk is the right play. No need to justify your picks. Lenny, thank you, Lenny. Los Vegas 514. Yo, Boys in the Hood reference. Love it. You think Ricky would have been a good running back? We'll never know. We'll never know, Los Vegas. That's the thing. We'll never know. Ricky had all the talent in the world, man. Shouldn't have run down that alley.
Should have run down that alley.
Murphy 12800. Gil, regarding the Ravens and Anthony Brown versus the Bengals, just note the receivers. Oh my God. Well, this has been the case with the Ravens receivers all year, Murphy. And you're right. DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins, James Prochet, and Tylan Wallace. Alan Mitchell, do you like that I have Zhang Xinwen at 80-1 from September? I mean, it's a good number, but she has not been playing as well this year as she has at times last year. She took Iga to a third set. She's not playing that well right now.
Big number, though.
Oh, big number, and she is going to be spectacular. In more ways than one. Patrick at Patty Romp. Trevor Lawrence, the best quarterback since Mark Brunell. Did Emerson forget about the great Chad Henne? Come on, man.
Chad Henne.
Web 12-66. I cannot read that, but that is hilarious. Steven Vegas. Did Emerson Latia just cut his WWE promo on ANG?
Pretty sure, yep.
When Florida goes Florida, he said. Rich PSM. They all hated Tampa versus Carolina. How'd that go? Oh, yeah, Rich, PSM, listen, you finally got a Tampa win after all those weeks of us hating on Tampa. It says clearly a buy-low situation with a GOAT getting points.
See, this is what I'm talking about, though.
Such confirmation
bias.
No,
you and I got to be careful this week because—
Oh, yes, because people are going to say, oh, you thought they'd lose to Dallas. No, we don't.
Because when they beat the Cowboys, right, we're going to be sitting here under a just gunfire of tweets of, I told you so, what are you guys talking about?
That's right, and you're absolutely right, Kelly, because there's so much stuff we say on this show that people just— Like, literally, the Ron Rivera thing where people are like, you said he'd be coach of the year. No, I didn't. Said the opposite. Sweet. Didn't. Said there shouldn't be a world where Dan Campbell's plus 175, Daboll's 30-1, and Rivera's 100-1, and said, not saying he should be coach of the year, but there shouldn't be a world like that. There's so many of those things.
We just got to wait till next week.
We got to wait till next week.
They can maybe get by Dallas. I can buy into that.
Rich PSM goes on to say, offensive line is healing, by the way. He's right about that. And then he quotes Boys in the Hood. He goes, you're my problem. Best father line to a kid by Lawrence Fishburne in Boys in the Hood. You're my problem. That's exactly right. This is from Indiana Jet. Indianapolis encompasses all of Marion County, Indiana. I've lived here for 26 years. I've never heard anyone scream, Marion.
That's a perfect example, right? We were going through more off here, but that's a perfect example.
Johnny Ringo, January 12th, 2023. The day a numbers game went sports talk radio for a full segment. Johnny, I'm pouring out a 40, my friend. Kelly and I are going to have a very aggressive conversation after the show.
The other Duval part that irritates me is when I think Duval, I think of Duval Street in Key West. So, like, it's also, like, it's a split Florida thing.
You don't think of Robert Duval?
Oh, sure. Robert Duval's great, but, you know.
Okay. You want to do some NFL coaching odds?
Let's do it.
Let's do that. Let's do that. All right, what team you want to start with here? Again, there's
go Colts first.
Are there six vacancies right now? Because remember, there was interim coaches.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's there's only been, you know, what, Hackett, you know, an interim coach to finish the season there. Jeff Saturday was an interim coach. Well, let's start with the interim coach that is Jeff Saturday in the Indianapolis Colts. Jim Harbaugh is your short shot at plus 350. Here's why, by the way, Saturday's 8-1 on this. Huh. See Aaron Glenn on there, the Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, 10-1. Here's why I think Jim Harbaugh is appropriately priced. Two reasons. One, he did play for the Indianapolis Colts, got them to an AFC championship game. And here's the other thing. The inside scuttle on Jim Harbaugh. People say he wants to coach back in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he's going. I think he's going, whether it's this year or next year.
Yeah.
I guess it could be next year, too, right? I mean, like, that Michigan team should still be pretty good that they're bringing it back next year. I find the Jeff Saturday odds fascinating. This was actually 10-1, went down to 8-1. I mean, he's apparently going to get serious consideration.
Why?
I have no idea.
Give me one reason.
I can't give you a reason, but the Colts are interviewing him.
I demand a reason.
I can't give you one. The guy's been atrocious. I'm not saying to bet it. I'm just saying I find it interesting that it's a guy that they're actually going to talk to, and he's listed at 8-1. Jim Harbaugh, though, if he's going anywhere, I would think it's there. Like, if we're talking about this year, I think it's there.
I think it's appropriately priced. Jim Harbaugh plus 350, and Dan Quinn, who should get a lot of love from a lot of teams, the Cowboys defensive coordinators at 6-1. But I think Harbaugh should be the short shot. Now, here's the curious case of the Denver Broncos, where Dan Quinn is, by the way, the short shot at plus 125, and Jim Harbaugh is behind him at plus 350. And Sean Payton, who they've gotten permission to interview, is at 7-1. By the way, before we talk about any of this, did you hear who the Denver Broncos interviewed or have asked to interview? I'm not sure if it's happened yet or not, for their head coaching position.
No.
David Shaw.
Oh, yeah, I did read that last night. How amazing is that?
Dude, please let this happen. Please let this happen. The content that will give us will just be remarkable.
I did read that last night, and I'm reading a couple tweets about it, and it's like NFL writers making it sound like David Shaw is a respected person in NFL circles that they've expected this move from a while now.
David Shaw wants to get back in the NFL, but David Shaw, you know, sans Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey, that program has just gone down the toilet.
It was awful.
With seemingly no adjustments or care for it to turn around. And then just sort of bouncing.
Yeah.
I'm out. Sorry. So I can't believe that.
And it's fascinating. And
do you think Sean Payton would take this job? That's what I really want to get to.
I think Sean Payton will have his whatever job he wants, right? Whatever one of these pro jobs that he wants, I think it's up to him. So I don't know if it's going to be here. I'm shocked to see Dan Quinn as short of odds in this market.
This
feels very aggressive.
D'Amico Ryan's great candidate, 12-1, the Niners defensive coordinator. Jim Caldwell showing up on a board at 14-1. How about that?
You're telling me, I'm not saying I'm going to bet it in this market, but I don't believe for a second D'Amico Ryan's is not going to be a head coach in the NFL next season.
I would agree with that.
Like, I don't know which team it's for.
And deserves to be.
But D'Amico Ryan should be a head coach in the NFL.
If the Cowboys lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend on Monday night, will Jerry Jones fire Mike McCarthy and hire Sean Payton?
He absolutely should. I think if Sean Payton's available, he will. If Sean Payton's not available, he won't, and McCarthy will be back because we saw what he did with Jason Garrett for years.
This is one that I think I might bet. This is at DraftKings. It's not available to us. Steve Wilks, the interim coach for the Panthers, is 5-1.
Yeah.
He didn't earn that job?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And you're Carolina. How many better of all the teams we just went through so far, this is the least attractive job, right?
I would think so.
So why wouldn't you stick with the guy who actually won you a few games in the interim basis, and you're probably not going to be able to attract the Sean Paytons of the world anyways?
Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator of the Eagles, is the short shot at 3-1. D'Amico Ryan's at 5-1. I think Steve Wilks at 5-1, I'd probably bet that if it were available to me. Look at him. One more of these on the other side. And Unscripted with the Crack Man. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.